This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
One of the questions right now is how the fuel increase is impacting taxi operations, commuter mobility and productivity across the economy. So this is one issue that we cannot avoid this morning.
Mr. Jones, someone sent us a picture saying, team, wabana from the 15th of May from Bochum to Polokwane, 80 rand. We're talking about we are not coming from Bochum to Polokwane because it looks like the prices have really increased, the taxi prices from that area coming into the city of Polokwane. But we are having a conversation this morning looking at this with the CEO of Mobilize Group, Sean Doherty, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Amal. Thanks for you.
We are good. Let's look at the South Africans who depend on public transportation and the increase obviously affecting all of us. Have we so far gotten any communication, as far as we know, from the taxi industry regarding whether or not there will be increasing taxi fares?
At the moment, we've got no formal communication either way. And I just sort of make 2 points for you and your listeners. I think the last time we saw something similar happen, in fact, almost identical happen, was the Ukraine-Russia war, where we saw similar jumps in fuel prices. In that case, led to increased inflation and ultimately interest rates. And through that period, the associations didn't increase fares. So that, I guess, gives you an indication that they are sensitive to both the operators and obviously the commuters. So I guess that is just one data point. My opinion, not saying anything from associations, is just given how much fuel has increased over the last year, 57% diesel, as you know, and 24% petrol, I can't see how some of that will not be passed on to commuters. Unfortunately, not good news, but I just can't see how that how fares won't increase.
And maybe we can just touch on the impact of the fuel increase on public transportation and the spillover effect that, that will have on commuters.
So again, I mean, I've mentioned the price increases we've seen in diesel and in petrol. So I guess the operating costs of public transport generally absolutely are going to go up. Fuel is by far the biggest operating expense of a taxi, and I would imagine of most public transport. Government-subsidized public transport could potentially be more protected than taxis. I mean, I think everybody does know that the government doesn't subsidize taxis at the moment. So the price will go up. I think that will be passed on to the commuter in some way, shape, or form. I imagine where there are government subsidies in place, passing that on probably will be less than in something like the taxi industry where it is not passed on. So I know that's not good news, and it's not what people want to hear. I think there are things we can do to soften that and help people, but transport over the next little while is going to get more expensive. I think how long that lasts for or how much those increases are will unfortunately depend on things totally out of our control, how long the Iran U.S. war lasts and how protracted that is will depend on how long this lasts and whether that impact, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, starts to push into inflation, which I think it will, and starts to push into interest rates, which I imagine it will as well. It's all going to depend on how quickly that is resolved.
Well, Sean, you're saying it all depends on how long it will last. But in the meantime, how do we, soften or cushion the blow, looking at both taxi operators and the commuters?
So I think there are a number of things that we can do. Unfortunately, none of them are silver bullets, and we're going to have to work together. But the way I think about it is, there are things in our immediate control which we absolutely have to get right and we need to do and do quickly. So I can only speak for our company, but what we are trying to do is we're trying to find mechanisms to offset the increase in fuel price for our operators. Those mechanisms are varied. I won't sort of bore you with details, but whether those are fuel rewards for certain behaviors, that could be driving behavior or could be payment behavior, whether it's cash back to make sure that the installment is more affordable, etc., etc. We're trying everything we can do as a company to look after our operators in that regard. If we can, as much as possible, offset that increase in fuel, then clearly, that price increase doesn't need to be pushed down to the meter. So at our level, that's what we would that's what we're doing. I imagine other companies are trying to do something similar. For our staff, we are allowing people that can work from home, more opportunity to work from home so that they don't have to spend as much money on transport, which again, I think that's something that every company in the country can and should be looking at. In the longer term, and I think these things have to all go in parallel, in the longer term, subsidization of the industry, I think, is important. And I know that the various associations are speaking to government on that. It is long term, it will take time, but it must go ahead. And then I do think in the short to medium term that companies like ours and potentially all of corporate South Africa should be working together and should be working with the sector to try to find ways to soften the blow. And I don't mean here by charity. There are all sorts of things that people could do to get more income into the taxi sector and therefore less increases into fares and commuters. I mean, just an example would be a lot of sort of obviously goods have to be moved around the country. Logistics companies do it all the time. You have taxis who sit in their dead hours on the side of the road, obviously not moving. You have a 600,000 rand asset then earning no money. There's lots of opportunity to transport goods in that time, which would obviously give operators more money and you know, once again, has a knock-on effect into commuters. So there are lots of things that we should be doing as it's called Corporate South Africa to help this sector, which ultimately needs most of our population. Mm. So three things. There's the immediate, there's the short to medium term, and ultimately there has to be, in my mind, policy discussions, but that obviously will take longer.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for those great insights. We're going to have to leave our conversation here for today. Thank you so much. That's CEO of Mobilize Group, Sean Doherty, who's joining us on the line.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.